everybody. Welcome to Sag Show. This is Bob.
Hi, everybody. This is your Minister of Education, Miles Tidal. How you doing?
Minister of Education. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I just thought I'd just say
it. I've always wanted to be the Minister of Education.
I've always just wanted some kind of fancy thing like that. So.
The Dean of Tomfoolery.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'm just not gonna...
Miles, the Dean of Tomfoolery.
And hooliganism.
The Professor of Masturbation.
All right, let's not go there now.
I am the Chancellor.
I'd like to be the Dean of... Actually, not the Chancellor.
I'd like to be the Dean of...
Not the Professor.
Okay.
But, yeah.
You don't want to be hands-on, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is true. So.
Exactly.
Should we...
I'm going to be the superintendent of... I'm going to be the Dennis Hastert of Jock Checks.
That's right. But
Dennis Hastert.
That is Mr. Dennis Hastert, yes. Hey, let's talk about CB for a minute here.
Do you like pina coladas?
We had a contest a few weeks ago.
Getting caught in the rain.
We were going to give away this T-shirt, this Will and Grace T-shirt, and someone named CB had won it, but now he has respectfully declined the gift, the prize, if you will. So that's cool. That's cool.
Well, that's all you're going to say about it? I thought you were going
to
do something.
Well, no, I want to say congratulations, but I mean, cool that he doesn't want me to waste money on postage sending it to him. You know what I was going to do? I was going to see if I can find some hot chicks, like, to take their pictures with it and be like, you know, this is what you missed out on or something like that. Or
good luck on that one for you there.
There's no hot chicks in Iowa, unfortunately, so. We're pretty much screwed, so you'll just have to use your imagination.
Like, I was voted Miss Corn Nipples.
The niblet, the golden niblet.
The golden niblet.
Yeah, the golden niblet, yeah.
I'm sure there's some young ladies in Iowa that would do some things for $20 and wear your T-shirt.
Actually, there are, but I don't feel comfortable approaching them about this. I don't really know them that well, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. If I had the cojones to do it, I would. But I think
my brother got a kick out of your Kraken picture, so...
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, my family's enjoying that, too. There's a picture of me riding the Kraken roller coaster down in Florida.
Yeah, I saw him over
the
fourth holiday.
What did he say? Did he say, wow, that's really cool?
Well, he just thought it was really funny looking, and he wishes that I didn't make the static bar so large.
Oh.
So I said, well, I just...
You'll have to use your imagination, huh? You'll just have to use your imagination once again.
And he liked the show, so...
Well, good. That's
with
good.
With you and Ramon and everything.
Yes,
and whatever his name was.
Well, that's all...
Ricardo.
It's all 100% true, so it's all 100% true.
He did own up to the fact that he probably could not ride the Kraken either, but that's all right.
It's not for everybody. Not for everybody. But
so, yeah, I was like, I'm not going to ride that thing. Are you crazy?
I thought I was actually too old for it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, really. Heart condition? No, don't worry about that. Oh, wait. No. Giant belly? I didn't realize I...
Dean of Masturbation? Well...
Ma'am, are you pregnant? You can't ride this ride.
If you win the Dinky Doo prize, then you shouldn't...
If you like pina coladas.
If your belly sticks out further than your dinky doo, then you shouldn't ride this ride, right? So. Hey, man, you got the dinky doo, man. Hey, my name's Ricardo, man. Screw you, man.
I believe if you go over to the Shamu Shack, the kids want to take their picture with you, man.
Put on this black and white T-shirt, man.
Hey, take off that Will and Grace T-shirt. Put on this one.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, my goodness. So, did you have a good fourth? I know it's past the fourth.
I did. I got a little bummed out. Yeah.
Well, I was... we had a great time. We had an early 4th for the family, and then I got invited to this other party that was a 4th of July party.
Yeah.
And, it was a good party. Everything was great. You know, everything went fine. Just I had a strange incident.
Pass the Ducci on the left-hand side.
No, it wasn't a big drink. It wasn't a big alcohol or drug party or anything like that.
Oh, man. This story's going to suck, man.
Probably. Although, I'm trying to think of how I'm going to phrase this without being too rude, but I guess I'll just be rude.
When have you ever stopped before? When have you ever?
I'm not talking about you or anything or myself. Yeah, I'm talking about other people. So.
When have you ever held back before?
Yeah, no kidding. So I was there, and there was this this lady that I know.
Do you like piña colada?
And she's not the slimmest of people.
Getting caught in the rain.
And
if you're not into health.
And right. So I was, I just happened, the weird thing is, you know, like her husband's there and everything. And so like she bends down, she's wearing white shorts. Let me just set this up.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I'll go into white shorts don't always hide your color underwear you're wearing. If you're a young lady or.
You are the world's biggest ass man.
That's well.
I may tell you that. Let me just tell the audience right now.
So,
ass man to like the nth degree. But go ahead. Okay, so go ahead. Bends down and.
So it's almost, you know, she's wearing white shorts. I hadn't noticed anything. She bends down, and it's almost like one of those. It's almost like one of those like McDonald's toys where it reveals something. And
yeah.
So when she bends down, she stretches the shorts out.
Uh-huh.
I get what essentially is I know exactly what kind of underwear she's wearing. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, they weren't big enough for what she, you know, for that ass. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. They were stretched pretty thin. And
like
it was
leopard skin?
Well, they weren't like leopard print. They were like some kind of, you know, like stained glass or something. I don't know what. Maybe it was leopard print at one point, but it looked like stained glass whenever I saw it. So,
like multicolored?
Like multicolored and faceted and everything. Right. But it shocked me because it's like she bends over and all of a sudden it's almost like it just pops up there. And it's like, and they were like, wait, they weren't even covering her whole butt. They were so tiny. You know what I mean?
They're like
super bikini briefs or something that were not designed for a person of this size. Let me tell you that.
You see crack?
No. The shorts covered everything, but it's just like magic that these things, things got revealed.
Whoa, ho, it's magic.
It's like the pants, if you could imagine, were covering everything, you know, really well. And then all of a sudden, this thin strip of underwear just shows up out of nowhere. It's kind of like when you take and you put the red glasses on the mix-up of words, and there it says. You're like, oh, it says, you know, bikini underwear. But her husband was sitting, like, right there, and I'm looking. And then I look over at him, and I'm looking, and I look over at him.
Did he catch you looking? Like,
no, he was oblivious.
Bob, you like what you see? Cause we
he
like
was
to
oblivious.
Switch.
No,
we're kind of swingers, you know.
I don't think so. He didn't know. He didn't like bat an eye or anything. Yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh, that's just the most bizarre thing. It was almost like a flashing sign there for a moment. So
then I went home and locked myself in the bathroom for a few minutes. And
No. I'm just. I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh. It was funny, and then I thought for sure I was gonna get caught. You know, so that made it all the more interesting, I suppose.
Oh, it's awkward when you get caught,
especially in this, you know, group of people and so forth. It was like, you know.
I got caught at a Little League game one time. It was awkward. It was very awkward, yeah.
So, but anyway, I mean, we had a much more interesting and experience in college, if you remember, with lovely Lynn Ward was wearing some white pants, and I could see her underpants, and we walked around with her for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
It was the best day of my life. What the hell are you talking about?
But she was a very pretty young lady, lovely. That's why I call her lovely Lynn Ward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but anyways, it was kind of like Lynn Ward's white pants, but instead of always seeing her underwear like you could with Lynn, we could only see this lady's underwear whenever she bent over and stretched everything tight, and it just like matted down, and then all of a sudden it was like,
she's a big teaser.
She should have put a, like, you know, she could have put a logo on there or something.
Mm-hmm.
And been like, it said like, hell, it could have said Eat at Joe's for all I know.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could have been a
class.
So anyway, needless to say, I was rather embarrassed and shocked and embarrassed and wondering what was going on. It was almost like a panic. A panic for a minute, you know, like, oh my God, is anybody else seeing this?
Anyone else seeing Donna's hot stained glass panties on her large buttocks?
That's right.
Her marshmallow like buttocks.
It was like a blinking light.
You couldn't look away, could you?
Well, I did to look at her husband, make sure he wasn't looking at me. If I wouldn't have thought he was so straight laced, I would have said something to him. So
hey, Dave.
Well, you know, probably the reason why I never get to come over to your house anymore is whenever your wife would bend over, I'd snicker and hit you. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's probably why I can't come over anymore.
Yeah, I know what's up with you. Believe me, I know what flavor ice cream you like. You know what I'm saying? So don't even.
Oh my goodness!
What you're into, believe me.
So what's up with you? I'm just checking it out, you know.
You enjoy stories where I get put in my place, right?
Oh, immensely, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that happens every day. Unfortunately, we just record this once a week.
Yeah, I know. This has really ruined my whole week. I found someone who doesn't like me now.
Oh, really?
A while back, there was a guy that didn't like me because he thought I had said something dirty.
Cunnilingus, yes.
He thought I had said cunnilingus, and he's like never spoken to me again. And this is like a long time ago.
Do you still know this guy or see him at
no,
all?
No, no, no. This is someone different now. This just recently happened. I just
well, when you put out cunnilingus and polite conversation,
I didn't. But that was the guy's excuse because he said I. Okay, so anyway, so flash to the future now.
Miles said cunnilingus.
This is a work situation, you know, at the auto parts store that I work at, you know.
You work at an auto parts store?
Well, for the sake of the story.
Oh, okay.
No, but
I thought maybe you changed jobs. I didn't realize.
No, the guy who doesn't like, we'll just call him Racer X. Okay, Racer X comes in, and I initially had talked to the guy like a year ago.
Is it your brother? Because, you know, Racer X is the brother of Speed Racer.
I shouldn't even said Racer X, because I know you're going to get off on a whole tangent now. It wasn't Chim Chim.
Chim Chim?
No. So, but I had talked to Racer X about, you know, doing some business, and he's like, well, I don't know, maybe we will. Maybe.
All right.
And I found out later he came back and had done business with a younger member of our team.
Oh, really?
Yes, which is no big deal. You know, which is fine.
You got usurped by the younger member.
Yes, the younger member, we'll call him Benji.
Benji?
So Benji tells me that Racer X doesn't like me.
Okay.
Right off the bat, he goes, you know, Racer X doesn't
Couldn't
like
we call him Chim Chim to keep with the whole...
Chim Chim. Yeah, if you want to call it, Chim Chim does not like you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I go, why is that? He goes, well, you kind of, you talk down to him. Basically, you treated him like, you know, an asshole, and I'm like, oh.
Really? You did?
Well, I don't know. You just, you know, you kind of talk down to him and feel bad, and all. I'm like, really? So
I didn't know you could talk down to anybody.
No, I know. I didn't think so either. But then, like, you know, it's like a year ago. So the guy comes in, you know, like once a month.
That
know,
sounds like something so. I'd do. I'd do this, something like that.
Yeah.
You'd never
and,
do
like,
that.
The guy comes. In like once a month to get stuff, and every time Benji, you know, the guy leaves, and Benji a few minutes later, hey, that guy was saying what a prick you are. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like, you know, so it's always been working on me, you know, that, you know, this guy's, you know, got, you know, some grievance, you know, so
right.
The other day Benji was gone and the guy shows up.
They're like, hey, do you think I'm a prick?
No, I was helping the guy out, and he was really being like, wow, yeah, you're helping me out, cool.
Uh-huh.
You're really cool. I'm like, oh, okay. And I go, hey, Racer X, listen, I know we got started on the wrong foot, but I wanted to apologize.
Uh-huh.
You know, thinking, okay, maybe this is my in, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he turns to leave, he goes, hey, Miles, what about the other 10 times you were rude to me?
Oh.
I go, what? He's like, forget it, I'm out. I'm like, what? Me?
Moi?
I told my wife, I go, I felt like I was breaking up with a chick or something. You know, I was like, I'm sorry I cheated on you, you know. What about the last 10 times you did it? You know, I was like, Jesus Christ, man, this guy's keeping dibs on me, you know. Like, man, 10 times I've been rude to the guy? Explain that.
Well, I can see where you'd be rude, but I mean, come on.
Because, I mean, I thought Benji was kind of pulling my cord, you know. I thought, you know, he's trying to just get old Miles going there, you know.
Which isn't hard.
Yeah, I thought, well, maybe he's kind of, you know, embellishing the story a little bit. No, come to find out, sure enough, the guy does not like me. He doesn't like me, and that's it.
So what are you going to do? I mean, you know.
I don't know. I've been asking people. Everyone's like, oh, Miles, it's all right.
He doesn't work at the video store that you go to and where you harass everybody.
No, I don't know. I don't know this individual. Racer
are you sure?
I don't know Racer X. I don't.
Does he work at the McDonald's drive-thru that you always frequent?
No, this Racer X is older than me.
How about Casey's or?
No.
Or any of the myriad of other fast food places
Racer
that
X.
You? Diamond Dave's.
No. Racer X, I think he works for himself. He does his own thing at a racetrack.
Well, he sounds pretty...
Top 5 or something with you. Yeah. No, but I don't...
He sounds
I'm having a hard time dealing with this, okay? All right? I'm having a hard time. I can't believe there's someone out there that doesn't like me.
Sounds pretty thin-skinned. I mean, for somebody who's got his own business, come on.
But, you know, I feel like it's like one of these people that's been watching the...
The world's full of assholes like you.
Yeah, no, it's like those people that have been watching that video that we made that everyone hates. I feel like I'm dealing with one of those people, like, forget it.
Did you make that thing on Clear Lake where you you used action figures for Buddy Holly?
You're a jackass.
Yeah,
God kills you.
All those people need to get a life, I think, so.
Oh, I like that one guy. I hope your show's not funny. Well, guess what, motherfucker? You're right. It's not. Piss me off.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I kind of don't get that either, man. That's awful thin skin.
No, I don't get that. But you know, I was gonna offer the hand of friendship and say, hey, you know, can we get over this? And it's like, nope.
I can't believe you even did that, to be honest with you.
No, because the guy was being all nice, so I thought, okay, well, maybe he's turned over a new leaf, and, you know, just whatever it was, it's over with. And,
nice.
Hey, you know, can I apologize?
Well, there you go. You're never, you know, Speed Racer, you're never going to make friends with Racer X.
I know, we're never going to be brothers, man. We're never going to hug and shit like that, but, man, I just don't.
Here comes Speed Racer!
It's like the cunning Lingus guy from a few years ago. It's like there's no,
well, that's just gay.
There's no like good rationale for it. It's just like some weird thing. And
well, that's the way you look.
Like you blew it, you know.
It's just the way you look.
You think?
Yeah.
Like I just don't like that Peter Griffith looking guy.
That's right.
From the guy.
Hey there, Racer X.
Hey, Racer X.
Want to buy some carburetor?
Yeah, here you go. Hey.
You look like you need a new distributor cap.
You know how many spark plugs a diesel engine has? Yes.
None.
None. How do you feel now?
I was going to buy spark plugs.
I hate you.
Boy, what a wussy, man.
I don't know.
I'd take him off the Christmas card list, though.
I know. I'm getting over it. I know. I just, every once in a while, I can't deal with the fact that everyone likes me.
I thought the reason you had that job is because everybody thinks they're better than you. That's why they put you in that position.
I guess. I don't know, man.
Like, we got a real winner. Everybody who walks in thinks they're better than our guy, so we're...
No, but I mean, have you ever heard through the grapevine that, like, you know, it's just so-and-so just doesn't like you from the word go, and it's just like... Well,
yeah, I have, actually, but that's...
What's this about? You know, it's like, what the hell did I do? You know, like, God.
There are people like that. I don't know.
Are people like you blow it. Like, you had, like, 30 seconds to make a good impression, and, man, if you didn't make it, you're done, man.
No, I've had that. It's a weird experience, so, yeah. I don't really try to worry about it, though. I just kind of move on.
I know. I'm moving on. Racer X, you're going to have to go on without me, man.
I just hope I don't have to depend on those people. That's what I...
Yeah, I know. I know.
So, you know.
Drowning in the river, and he's got the only life ring or something.
I can feel it coming in the air. Whatever. That Phil Collins song, it's supposedly about put my drowning, but it's not really.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
It's terrible. People don't like Miles.